Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Genevieve's Gems, and I'm your host, Genevieve. How are you today? I just trust that your day has been a good one. I trust your week has been good, and I just pray that all good things have come to you this way. If any of you are ill, I just pray that God will heal you. I just pray God will touch your body. Those of you who are going through many things, just remember God is with you. And trust Him, lean upon Him. Today, I'd like to talk about something that has been on my mind and heart for a while. But I believe this is important. The question today is, what is a Christian? What do you think constitutes the idea of what a Christian is or should be? Christianity is under attack by many people and many groups. Some believe that it's past its time. You hear a lot of people say that they are Christians, but when you look at their lives, you begin to question that. So what is the Christian? What is the definition of a Christian? A Christian is one who belongs to Christ. Another thing, a person is a believer or in the faith. Being more specific, a Christian is someone who has been changed internally through the Spirit and redemption through Jesus Christ. Christianity has nothing to do with what church you attend, what country you live in, your socioeconomic status. Your gender, your sexuality, your race, it has nothing to do with that. Christian is someone who has repented of their sins. They have asked God for forgiveness, and through the Holy Spirit, and through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, it's an internal change. In other words, you say, I'm renouncing things have made my life miserable. I'm renouncing all the things that, you know, that aren't right. I'll share a little bit of my own testimony. I was saved. I became a Christian when I was 24 years old. I was in the service at the time. And I had been struggling. I was having my own internal battles. I was around during the, when all the civil rights and all the peace activism and all the anti-war efforts during the late 60s, mid to late 60s, and part of the early 70s. And I saw all these things go about, and then one day they were kind of all gone. By a certain time, I was realized that I was kind of back at the starting line. And then one day I went to a conference, some kids, Christian kids, and for the first time I heard the gospel. And a week later, after much conviction by the Holy Spirit, I asked Jesus to come into my life. And what was that experience like? The best way I could describe it is that it felt like when you had put a cup under a faucet and you let the water run and it overflows. And that's how I felt inside. I felt completely clean inside. It was like as if I never had done anything wrong. And it was such a wonderful feeling. And I've heard the testimonies of many, many people who've done this. And the one common theme was that they were forgiven. They were forgiven by God. They felt like new people. And it's one of the things, when I read in Acts, you know, there might be some concern. There might be some people saying that we call ourselves Christians. No, we're actually people who were not of people who were outside were the ones who first coined the term Christian. It was coined in, well, let's go to Acts. The 11th chapter of Acts. And we go to verse 26. That's when the church in Antioch, and this is Barnabas and Saul. And they saw, and the people were, I think a new church was being formed there. And they met with the church and called a great many people. And it was here that the disciples were called Christians. Now, why were they called Christians? Because they so identified with Christ, people could see it in their lives. Now, Paul had never met Christ, but if you're going back, you know, remember the while he was on the road to Damascus, and he was spoken by God through Christ on the road, and he was converted there. Now, some of the apostles were still around. I believe Peter was still around. And so, you know, when they saw how these people, how all the apostles were, and the saints were, they so identified with Christ. Now, Christian means Christ-like. And getting back to my own testimony, you know, over the years, I've been a Christian for over 45 years now. And one constant here is that God's still the same. Now, I've been through some tough times, I've been through some hard times, but God has always been there. Now, what you're hearing today is, you know, so much of, know, in our climate right now, people, you have some that want to quote unquote Christianize the nation. Well, if you go a little deeper, you know, God didn't call Christians to Christianize the nation. God called people to go preach the gospel. That was Jesus' ministry. That was he wasn't called to go be a political figure. He wasn't called to be a somebody that you put in a kingdom or a king. That wasn't his mission. His mission was to do the will of God. And that's what our lives as Christians are. To bring the good gospel, which means good news, to those who are spiritually lost. Now, in this kind of climate, the climate that we have now in our country, you have Christians who are under attack. Why just for saying that they're Christians. There are a lot of people who say that they're Christian, but they a lot of them aren't. One aspect of my life is the fact that when I was beginning to question what my life was going to be. The big question that I had at the time is how we treat our fellow human being. And to this day, that's still one. Well, it's not a question anymore, but as God's disciple, I'm to treat my fellow man and woman in a manner that I would like to be treated myself. But what it is you have some people, you have some orders, not all, you have some orders that think because you're Christian, you have to condemn somebody else because they're different or they're not of their tribe. And I see that being cultural Christianity, which is something I hate. That's done more to divide people. Their Christianity is based on you have to look like us, or you look like us, you talk like us, you dress like us, you think like us. That's not what Christianity is, or being a Christian is at all. Being a Christian is somebody who does the will of God. He helps out those who are, he goes and visits prisons. He helps out the poor. He is of service to other people. He or she is service to other people. Now, one of the reasons why there's so much angst in the LGBT community is because some of the things that they may have heard in the pulpit are coming from preachers. Many won't have nothing to do with Christ or God, the Bible, or anything religious or spiritual for that matter. And that's sad. Because when Christ comes into your life, when he comes and changes your life, it's everything about you. One of the errors that I see a lot happening is a lot of people trying to reconcile their faith and their sexual identity or their gender identity. When you're God's child, when Christ comes into your life, it's everything about you. God knew who you were going to be before you were even born. God knew what race you were going to be. He knew what gender you would be. He knew what sexuality you would be. That's a part of you. You'll be you. One of my statements that I make is be who you are. Don't let anybody else define who you are. Because God created you as you. And I like to say that I love you for being you. I like to clarify one thing that Christianity is. It's a wonderful life. Not only do God will, but you live a lot. You live your life in peace. God gives you the resources and strength, resources to help you do His will. Now, whatever talents that you had, God can use them tremendously. Many who are programmers, you have many in the arts, you have many persons who are athletes, you have many people who are doing some wonderful things. And I've met people from all stripes of life. Didn't matter who what their sexuality or gender was. They're my brothers and sisters. in Christ. I wanted also one thing about Christian, being Christian, you know, you're going to be persecuted. Why? Because you're going against what is norm, against the norm. Christians have always been persecuted. Why? Because they went against the norm. There was another way of living. You know, and when I transitioned myself as a transgender person, you know, going against the norm is nothing new because I am Christian. Being a Christian, and when we transition, it's going against the norm. The word trans, the prefix, is a word that means across. So I went across gender, the gender binary. And same thing with, you know, if you're gay or lesbian, you know, or bi, you know, you go against the what's considered to be normal. But that's who you are. I want to side here. I'd like to remind you, if you would like to call in, or if you'd like to call in, you can call me at my number at 646-833-6854. That's 646-833-6854 if you have any questions at near toward the end of the show. We move to the Romans 8:9. Romans 8:9 says, "But if you're not in the flesh, you are in the, or you are not in the flesh, you are in the spirit. Since the spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the spirit of Christ does not belong to him." That's a pretty self-explanatory verse here. You see the word spirit. You know God dwells in you because the spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. This is one thing that I've had against people who call themselves Christians, and they trash other people because of their race or their gender. Now, looking at Jesus' life, he met all sorts of people. He never condemned anybody. He never condemned anybody as people. He never did. The acts that they did, yeah, those were condemned. You know, somebody does, you see some, you know, somebody sees some doing a horrible act, yeah, the act is condemned, but not the person. And you don't, you know, it's not for us to judge what, who people are or what they should be. I mean, because God, you know, when you can't, when people come, you know, when a person comes to Christ, you know, God didn't judge them. God saw them as somebody who needed to be redeemed. God saw them as individuals, as people, somebody who God cares about and wants to make, you know, make, you know, do something with their lives. The other thing, I also pray that many of my trans brothers and sisters, I just pray that many of them will come to understand that God loves you as you are. Yeah, you hear a lot of stuff. I've heard a lot of stuff. You know, I hear a lot of stuff, you know, read a lot of stuff, Some of you have probably heard it for years. But this is not God. This is just not of God. And you know, you're not, you know, God doesn't have rejects in this kingdom. God doesn't, you know, God doesn't condemn anybody because of who they are. You know, this is, you know, it hurts, it grieves me when I hear people who call themselves Christians, you know, literally trash people, others because of their difference. Isn't God using people of all, God touch people of all from everywhere? You know, I have Christian brothers and sisters here where I live. I have Christian brothers and sisters in Russia and in Chile. You know, and in Africa. You know, no matter where we are, whatever culture we are, you know, those of us who have asked Christ to come into our lives, we're Christians, you know, we're brothers and sisters, we pray for each other. And I just pray that many of you listening today, I just pray that many, you know, understand that Jesus loves you. You know, some of you might question, well, how can I, you know, some of you might be asking, well, I've always been told that I've been a sinner. You know, because I'm gay or a lesbian or trans. Hey, listen, we're all sinners. You know, I mean, with the fall in the garden, you know, they said, listen, I've been a sinner for all my life. You know, so it's kind of an old argument. You know, and God has always used people of all stripes. You know, he's used people from kings, queens, shepherds, probably the fishermen, most of them were fishermen. You know, God has used me as a trans person. And this is what, you know, this is what he wants to do. This is what he is desired for. So, the last thing I'd like to say is that it doesn't matter what station in life you are. It doesn't matter where you come from. You know, what your race is, your gender, your sexuality. You know, God loves you. And God wants to do wonderful things in your life. I know some of you don't want to hear nothing about us because of past hurts. You know, but don't throw out. I'm saying, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. You know, when I hear someone who claims to be a Christian condemn me because I'm trans, you know, I look at, you know, that's more of a reflection on them. You know, I don't identify with things like that. It doesn't represent me. Because I know what Christ did in my life. You know, and Jesus knows what your life is about. And this is so wonderful. You know, I've met many people, many Christians from all races, genders, ages. You know, people from other parts of the country and other parts of the world. And this is the way that it should be. We all worship together. We support one another. You know, we pray for one another, encourage one another. And today I encourage you to, you know, listen, you know, see what God has for you, you know. You know, what you got, you know, some of you might come from the church background and strayed away from it. Well, Jesus is waiting for you to come back. You know, he's not going to throw you away. He's encouraging you to come back. Some of you may feel that right now. You know, you want to come back, but you feel ashamed because of who you are, what people have done to you in the past. No, God wants you to come back because he has wonderful plans for your life. And I encourage you, if you're strong, come back to him. You know, he'll take care of you. He'll love you. You know, he'll guide you. He'll direct you. You know, he'll restore you. You'll have that inner peace that you had once before. And one thing, the last thing to remember is, you know, when you were created, you know Christ, and you know God had wonderful plans for your life. And he still does. Now, that's, you know, God has a plan for everybody's life. You know, maybe he may not understand the direction, you know. I know when I found out I was trans, I didn't know that was part of God's plan for me. But it was. And I'm compelled to go there whichever way he asked me to go. And this is Genevieve. This is another segment of Genevieve's Gems. If you have any questions, you can still call in and ask me. Listen to 646-833-6354 or go to my Facebook, facebook.com/Jenny, SGENNE.Williams, RNC. And then I'd like to end the program. Father, God, I just need you. This program is obviously one. I just pray you speak to someone's heart. I just pray that you touch their lives and bless their lives. I pray that they're struggling. I just pray that you clear away all the embrace them and love them. Keep them on the straight. Draw them closer to you. And I just pray that everybody has a wonderful day today and continue. As God guides their lives, I pray for their health and strength. Pray for their needs, whatever needs that they have. Need a job, and illness. They suffered a death. I just pray, Lord, that you give them comfort during this time. And I just thank you. Give thanks to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you.